20 minutes before 8. This is Marshall Armstrong, CKFH 2020 News, brought to you by Household Finance. Look for Metro Police traffic radar on Grace Street north of Dundas, on Winona Drive near Ava Road, and on Victoria Park south of Eglinton today. Back to the drawing boards for North York's outgoing mayor, James Service. Service wants the borough to buy $4 million worth of Crown land to build his domed sports stadium on. Others have doubts about the plan, but one thing's sure, Service is not about to present the new incoming council with an accomplished fact as he'd planned by pressuring the present council into closing the deal for the land. That plan was shot down at yesterday's council meeting. Alderman Murray Chisholm let the air out of Service's scheme when he dug in his heels at the idea of a closed-doors council session.
We had a trouncing argument about the thing, and I managed to convince him that that he ought not to hold the discussion in secret, and so we had a full-dress debate on it, and the result was that the council hoisted it over until after January the 1st. If the meeting had been held in secret, you would have had a different result. But when you get out in the open and the public is there, the council acts responsibly. But secretly, you're inviting disaster.
The difference is, this way, North York has an option to buy the land. Next year's council decides whether North York will actually buy the land. Quebec Premier Jean-Jacques Bertrand came to the heart of Anglo-Canada yesterday to tell the members of the Empire Club, no less, that Quebec nationalists are really Canadian nationalists, and that's a good thing. Bertrand says, too, a little understanding could help out a bit.
Quebec and Canadian nationalism do not necessarily oppose one another. It is, in many ways, our obligation to work out a mutual understanding and to become aware of the fact that without this mutual understanding, Canada and Quebec would not fulfill their great destiny.
Tory MPP William Newman says he has regular contacts with 9 high schoolers in his riding, adds 2 of those 9 are drug pushers on a near full-time basis, a third is a pusher on a part-time basis. He says blowing the whistle on the kids doesn't help. The cops can't seem to catch the kids with the stuff actually on them. Pierre Trudeau, swinging in New York all weekend. He even managed to squeeze in a couple of dates with divorcee Barbara Streisand before starting into the business at hand today, meeting UN Secretary General U Thant and Canadian diplomats in the big town. Still with New York, 3 coordinated time bombings hit the RCA building, the GM building, and the Chase Manhattan Bank headquarters overnight. 1 man injured, no immediate explanation for the bombings. For once, everybody inside the Don jail is not guilty. They were all inside when the library next door went up in smoke last night. News tipper John Marish on the hotline to report.
Public libraries burning down out here at Broadview and Girard. In the back, it was burning like crazy when we phoned the fire engine for all the books are burning in there. Four big trucks and an emergency truck out here, right beside the Don Jail.
Thousands of books destroyed, heavily damaged to the building, but no injuries, though. Got a fella here this morning, a psychologist fella, who says putting the slug in the hubby last night was a good idea, even if he did need your pancake makeup to cover the shiner this morning. Dr. Israel Charney says fighting is a great way to let off steam.
I think the best answer starts from accepting the fact that it's inevitable. And if you can't beat 'em, join 'em, and lots of other expressions that men have had through the ages for facing the truth of a tough situation. And it's inevitable because the very business of living together closely has to bring an awful lot of edges, rough edges, up for both people.
On the other hand, there may be a better way at that. Simpsons proudly pushing the executive sandbox, $500 worth of wooden frame and clean white sand with pail and shovel, a mere $75 extra. It's the latest item down the pike for frustrated, uptight, grown-up executives to let loose with. And Simpson sale girl Sue Gilmore, who sells them, says they're great. That is, if you dig sandboxes.
It comes in different items. You know, it comes in walnut or teak or oak, rosewood, this sort of thing. It is called an executive sand table, of course, because it's priced more on that level.
A sign of the times, the latest would-be skyjacker is a 14-year-old Ohio boy who yesterday whipped out a butcher knife, grabbed an 18-year-old girl as hostage, and tried to force a Delta jetliner to head for, well, to head somewhere. first problem came up when the pilot, very cool he was, told the kid destinations like South America were out of the question for the small jet, though the plane tooled slowly around the airport as the pilot and the kid hassled over where they would go. Kid waited too long to decide. Marjorie Wolford, a passenger, says the law finally ended the discussion.
We never did take off, but anyhow, we were slowly taxiing around. And finally, we went back near the ramp, and we saw this official car come up, and these men got out, and the door opened, and about four men came down the aisle. And evidently, at the same time, they opened the tail door, and the FBI came in, and they grabbed him from behind.
The bad boy, the guy who cooked up the province-wide appliance store chain, millionaire Mel Lastman, candidate for North York Board of Control, admits to being a high school dropout. Says he had reason enough. He was a slow learner. Figured, in fact, he was an outright dummy. Turns out, though, he had a learning disability, was a slow reader, and he wasn't getting much help from his teachers. So now Lastman wants to change all that. For the 5,000 slow learners he estimates are attending North York schools this year.
These kids are not retarded. They're not dummies. They're not stupid. These kids need some extra help. And after a couple of years of special help, these kids can go on to normal classes and continue on with their education and go through school and become something in life.
Prince Philip must sympathize with Sparrow Agnew some mornings, though they have little in common. Both find themselves in the center of a full-blown controversy just about every other day. The royal consort set off the latest brouhaha with a remark in U.S. TV that the royal family might have to move to something a little more economical in your run-of-the-mill palace. Says the queen is having budget troubles. He says he even had to sell his sailboat. Adds the polo phonies could be next.
Some British newspapers are irritated that the prince used the U.S. television show as his podium. However, left-wing British politicians are savoring the prospect of a review of the monarchy's finances with anticipation. Parliamentarian Michael Foote said that a group of Labourites tried to get such a review every 10 years back in 1952 before Elizabeth took the throne. A conservative estimate of the royal fortune is £60 million, $144 million. Left-wing British lawmakers would like to see the income from that fortune taken into consideration whenever Prince Philip claims that the royal family is having trouble making ends meet. Ed DeFontaine, London.
The Weekly Hotline Award goes to Glenda Scuro of North York for her news tip last Saturday. She's now eligible for the $143 annual award. No matter how you slice it, that's a lot of bread. The Canada Bread Company says it'll lose $6 million worth of business because they'll no longer be supplying Loblaws with most of the food chain's bakery products. Loblaws will be buying its bread in bulk from Weston's. Yet another link in the ubiquitous Garfield Weston food empire. This is CKFH, paying $143 for the best news tip of the year, plus a weekly cash award. When you see news, call the hotline. 920-NEWS.
Never borrow money needlessly, but when you need to borrow, trust HFC.
Sooner or later, we need extra money and need it right away. Well, every year, more than 2.5 million people get that needed money promptly from Household Finance. During its 91 years, HFC has lent folks money for everything from buying a horse and buggy to making an emergency trip by jet, not to mention paying bills and hundreds of other things. Need money now? See the folks who say,
never borrow money needlessly, but when you need to borrow, trust HFC.
That's Household Finance.
Household Finance has 31 offices in metropolitan Toronto. See your phone book for the office nearest you. You borrow with confidence at HFC.
CKFH 2020 News, brought to you by Household Finance.
CKFH Sports.
Two games in the NHL last night. In the Boston Garden, the Bruins ended a five-game losing string by beating Oakland 8-3. In Los Angeles, the Canadiens doubled the score on the Kings to take a 6-3 victory. Bobby Hull and the Chicago Blackhawks still hassling, but they could be getting closer to ending that long contract dispute. Say, they really take their soccer seriously in Italy. How about the three fans who chased the referee for 18 miles because they disagreed with his decision? High-speed car chase finally ended when police set up a roadblock and, fortunately, let the ref get through. CKFH, first in Metro with 2020 News.
Double freshness, smoothness too. You will love it, million friends too.
Yes, you'll love the double fresh taste and double smooth chewing goodness of Double Mint gum. That's why we say that chewing Double Mint doubles the pleasure of everything you do. So, when you want to add to your fun,
Double Mint, Double Mint, Double Mint, Double Mint, makes your mouth feel fresh and clean, after meals and in between.
Double Mint adds to your fun.
Double Mint, chew it down.
Just ahead of much more music and John Rohde, look for cloudy skies with drizzle and fog ending this morning, a high of 52. Scattered showers later in the day and an overnight low of 40 tonight. Showery and cooler tomorrow. Airport operations are normal. Skies are overcast. It's 47 degrees. This is Marshall Armstrong, CKFH 2020 News. And that's what's happening today, November 11th, 1969.
November 11th, 1966.